providing you with advanced knowledge of what lies ahead. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Daniel. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his brain as he lay in bed, whereupon he wrote down the dream, describing all he had seen. I saw in my vision during the night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great ocean, and out of the ocean uprose four huge beasts, all of them different. The first was like a lion, and it had the wings of a vulture. I watched till I saw the wings pulled off and the beast forced to rise and stand erect upon the earth, on 2 feet like a man. Also, a human mind was given to it. Then came a second beast, like a bear, with one of its paws raised to strike, and 3 ribs gripped between its fangs. It was told to go and devour much flesh. After that I looked, and there was another beast, like a leopard, with 4 wings of a bird upon its sides, and with 4 heads. To it dominion was assigned. After that I saw in my vision by night a 4th beast, dire and dreadful, mightily strong, with huge iron fangs. It devoured and tore its victims to pieces, stamping the rest down with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that had gone before it. It had 10 horns, and as I watched the horns, uprose another horn among them, a small horn, which uprooted 3 of the earlier horns. This horn had eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth full of proud words. I watched until an assize was held, when a primeval being sat on the throne of justice, with robes white as snow. The hair of his head was pure white like wool. His throne was a blaze of flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire poured from his presence. Millions of angels were at his service, and myriads attended him. The court was held, and the records were opened. Then I watched until the beast was killed and his body destroyed. He was handed over to be burnt up for the proud words uttered by the horn. As for the rest of the beasts, they were deprived of their dominion, but their lives were spared for a certain period. Then in my vision by night I saw a figure in human form coming with the clouds of heaven, coming up to the primeval being, before whom he was brought, and from whom he received dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all nations, races, and folk of every tongue should serve him. His dominion is a lasting dominion, never to pass away, and his kingdom shall never be overthrown. As for me, Daniel, my spirit within me was distressed by this. The visions of my brain alarmed me. So I approached one of the angels standing beside me, and I asked him what was the truth about all this. He told me and let me know the meaning of it all. "These huge beasts," he said, "these 4, are 4 kingdoms which shall rise from the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive their kingdom from him and hold the kingdom forever, for all time." Then I desired to know the truth about the 4th beast, so different from all the rest, so dire, with its iron fangs and talons of bronze, the beast that devoured and tore its victims to pieces, stamping the rest down with its feet. I also desired to know about the 10 horns on its head, and the other horn which rose and defeated 3 of the horns, the horn that had eyes and a mouth full of proud words, the horn that seemed stronger than its fellows, the horn which I saw making war upon the saints and overcoming them, till the primeval being arrived and the assize was held and dominion given to the saints of the Most High, till the time came when the saints held the kingdom. I was told this, that the fourth kingdom was to be a fourth kingdom on earth, different from all other kingdoms, devouring the whole earth, crushing and shattering it. As for the 10 horns, 10 kings shall rise out of this kingdom, and after them another king shall rise, different from them, and put down 3 kings. He shall vaunt himself against the Most High, and harass the saints of the Most High. He shall plan to alter the sacred seasons and the law, and for 3 years and a half the saints shall be handed over to him. Then the court of justice shall sit, and his dominion shall be taken away, to be destroyed and ended for all time. The kingdom and the dominion and the might of all kingdoms under heaven shall be given to the saints of the Most High, a people whose kingdom is a lasting kingdom, to be served and obeyed by all dominions. This is the end. You've been listening to What Lies Ahead from the Book of Daniel.